Back in D.C., I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump returning to the nation's capital Tuesday for the first time since leaving office to address a meeting of the America First Policy Institute.
The former president steered clear of his own election prospects, but said 2022 is a midterm year and a chance, he believes,
to bring America back from the brink.
He says GOP leadership can bring down crime and be prosperous for American families. And when it comes to the southern border,
demand that real border security, strong border security, be included in the spending bill this September.
Right before a midterm election that he said could be a momentous landslide for Republicans.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Former Vice President Pence also spoke in Washington Tuesday and told a conservative student conference he and his old boss don't disagree on the issues, but
I truly do believe that elections are about the future. And that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
Mr. Pence told the group American Freedom and the American Dream are under attack. The White House confirms President Biden will speak with China's President Xi Jinping on Thursday amid heightened tensions over Taiwan and a planned visit there by House Speaker Pelosi. Heavy rains in St. Louis have triggered flooding, leaving at least one person dead. More than 8 inches of rain falling in 5 hours Tuesday. And meteorologist Lydia Jaja says it's not done.
So overnight, we're looking at an additional maybe 1 to 2 inches of rainfall with locally heavier amounts possible.
First responders say they conducted more than 70 water-related rescues. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow lost 228 points, NASDAQ down 220, the S&P 500 45 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No word yet whether anyone hit that $830 million Mega Millions jackpot Tuesday night. So many people trying to check the numbers, the Mega Millions website crashed. The numbers are 7, 29, 60, 63, and 66. The Mega Ball is 15. There hasn't been a winner since April 15th. The Federal Reserve Board is expected to announce another hike in its key interest rate on Wednesday afternoon in an effort to slow inflation. While a report finds Americans don't have much confidence the economy will improve anytime soon.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slumped to a reading of 95.7 this month. That reading is down from a month ago, and it's the third consecutive month with a decline. Lynn Franco of the Conference Board says concerns about inflation, rising gas and food prices in particular continue to weigh on consumers. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The U.S. Senate has voted to approve incentives for more domestic production of computer chips.
The Chips and Science Bill has advanced through the Senate with 64 votes. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called it a consequential bipartisan achievement. It will provide more than $50 billion to help manufacture semiconductors, chips, here in the U.S., and millions more for research and development for things like quantum computing and AI.
We will look back on history and say this was a time when America really realized its responsibility to stay the leading economic and national security power in the world.
It is expected to pass the Senate later this week. The House will consider it. President Biden has been pushing lawmakers to pass it so he can sign it. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A strong earthquake has shaken the northern Philippines, injuring at least one person, damaging buildings, and prompting many people in the capital to run outdoors. The magnitude 7 quake was epicentered around the Abra province in a mountainous area. quake there in 1990 killed nearly 2,000 people. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox
News. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.